online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, we have a little Miami Vice intro coming in. Do you guys know this tune?
No, but there was a lot of Miami Vices.
There were
a lot of my time.
There really was. Well, welcome to another episode of Vanderpump Rules. This is season 3, episode 13. We are recapping Miami Vices. I am your host, English Cleveland, and I am joined by my lovely co-host.
Hey everyone, I'm Christina Zias.
Hey there, my name is Christy Olson.
And it's Megan Stecker.
Perfect, so let's get into this episode. I feel like there's a lot of drama and juicy, like, I was actually, like, sitting on the edge of my seat like it was, like, an action movie. So that's a perfect intro, because I was like, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, like, ready for this girl, Anna Marie, like, the girl we've never seen to walk in the door. So it starts off the episode with Anna Marie and Kristen, and I wrote a lot of notes because I kind of wanted to, like, really get what exactly she was saying, her side of the story, since we've never heard it. And we've heard kind of a lot of rumors about her, but we really haven't heard it. And so so we see the scene opening with Kristen and Anna Marie meeting up at a restaurant. Anna Marie has flown to LA, and she's here, and she's ready to give her scoop and the story on the juicy tea and gossip.
Spill her good.
And Kristen seriously looks like she could not be more excited.
Right.
She is like, she woke up, it's Christmas morning, and her present is a bottle of Pinot and Anna Marie.
Right. Like, Do you guys agree with that?
Oh, yeah. She was giddy.
She
to
was.
Do this.
Yes.
It creeped me out that she had a weird, like, getting upset listening to her recounting, like, Tom saying, oh, maybe I got together too fast with Ariana. Blah, 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 all this stuff with Kristen. Like, it was super creepy for her to be like, oh, my God, like, dabbing the tears. I had a weird vibe with Kristen.
Especially since that's probably exactly what she wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, I wrote down the dialogue so we can go over it. So this is what Anna Marie's story is. Her story is they met at the Mondrian, which is in Miami. Jax was there, of course. Hello, Jax. Tom asked her, did she have a boyfriend? She says, no, she's just there with friends. She asked the boys, are they all single? They all agree. They're all single. So then they start conversating. Tom is holding Anna Marie's hand at one point. She's stumbling in her heels, which sounds typical. You're drinking around a pool. You're having a good time with your girlfriends. There's cute guys. They're from LA. They're on a TV show. They're, you know, all of that. So that's possible. And so they talked all of a sudden 7 to 8 hours after they meet up, or after they meet, and he, which seems very Tom-esque, to pour his heart out, tell, let her know.
Seems very Tom-esque.
Yeah, yes. This is a situation that I'm in. Like, he didn't mention Ariana, supposedly, but he does mention that he was in a long-term relationship, he has an ex-girlfriend, the drama, all of that. So he does say that. My issue, well, I'll get into my issues later. Okay, so then Anna Marie says that she still thinks that Tom is in love with Kristen because the way that he was explaining their relationship and the dynamic of how everything happened. Do you guys think he's still in love with
no.
her?
Oh, I won't be surprised when they get back together.
I don't think he is. I think there was a weird, like, at that time, I think that they were, this girl claimed in her tabloid story that they were all on different drugs and explained what drugs they were all on.
Right.
So I feel like by what exactly what she said happened, I believe her. Mm-hmm. And I think that they were all on those drugs. Like, if he was on Molly, it kind of explains him, like, blubbering over her, I mm-hmm. think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't do Molly. I don't really know what it does to you, but I'm mm-hmm. assuming it's, like, a feel-good thing. And he's, right. like, a super emotional guy as it is.
Yeah. Right. He had a whole bag of them, according to
Amory. Oh, a bag. There's Molly's coming bags. I don't know these
apparently,
things.
Like a, when you're like a Molly star, they do, girl.
Like, oh. A Ziploc bag of them fell out of his pocket at one point or something. And okay. she was like, hey, you dropped your Molly.
don't forget your Molly.
So these weren't things said on the show, but this was in her original article that mm-hmm. she did with the tabloid. And I just think it makes sense with how he gets so emo and blubbery mm-hmm. that he would have said stuff like that.
The issue that I had with this whole scene is that there wasn't enough of, like, the juicy gossip. Like, right. in her tabloid story, like, she spilled the dirt about them having sex, about, mm-hmm. like, what he said about, like, her being on her period, which is, like, why would you ever say that to begin with?
Right.
But like now, a whole dirty story.
Yeah, a whole dirty story. But now she's not saying any of that here. It seems to me like she's almost saying exactly what Kristen wants her to say.
Mm. Well, I mean, she says the next thing that happened after the conversation, which kind of seemed weird. Her explaining is like, we talked 7 hours and then the next time we just went to the hotel and have sex. But then she explains that she was on Molly and that they were all doing drugs. So that kind of explains, because I guess Molly, which I've heard, I've never tried, is like a touchy-feely kind of ecstasy kind
of
drug.
Yeah, you want to bang everyone when you have Molly. Okay. Do you guys think he did it or not? That's the question, right?
For sure.
I think he did.
Heck yeah. 100%.
What do you think?
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think that he necessarily, like, might remember it.
which
he probably prefers.
Like, doesn't count.
Right. But I think it happened. Like,
I do,
this
too.
This girl might be crazy, but I feel like we know that he has lied, like, time and time again.
And yes. cheated
and
time
cheat,
and time
exactly.
again.
So why is this any different?
And my thing is, do you guys, we can get into this more in depth later, but just a little brief, do you guys think that Ariana was calling him possibly between those 7 to 8 hours? I'm sorry, but I am in a relationship. And if I don't hear from you, even if you're at work, we're texting. Like, right. I don't care where you're at. If I don't hear from you up to 8 hours, we have a problem. Like,
yeah, but they might have not been, like, attached like that for 8 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if he's on Molly and he's not coherent.
But I don't think he was on Molly for, like, 8 hours either. And I don't think Molly is necessarily the issue. I think it's that they all claim to be single,
yes.
and
yes.
they all end up with girls.
Mm-hmm. And Jax was apparently with some girl on the
and
beach.
Then what I want to know was Tom right. Schwartz there as well?
Yes.
He was.
Yeah. And obviously, which we'll talk about later, there's so much. We see next week that he's lied about stuff.
That
so
too.
Now, mm-hmm. the thing is, it's kind of strange that everyone's track record is now turning to a liar. Everyone's blamed Jax, but all of these guys are pretty much are doing the same exact thing. They're just really good at covering up.
Right.
I think the thing is, guys need to be, if you want to lie, listen, this is what you need to do. You need to be really emotional, because then women always believe you. So just be super emotional and then you'll just get away with it.
Really? I'd be like, bullshit.
Well, I mean, that's the role that they're trying to play, and the girls are believing them. But with me, I'm freaking crazy, so you can't get away with it. Like, I'm going to find out.
And it's this weird bro code thing where they're all sort of telling on each other, but then they're keeping secrets, and they're all lying to their girlfriends, and Tom Schwartz is still telling Katie this didn't happen when it clearly did. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then they're all ratting each other out when it becomes convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a weird dynamic that they're all remain friends in all this, I think.
Right.
Well, there's a quote. I'm not exactly sure how it goes. I'm going to mess this up. But it's something about, like, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are or who you're going to become. It's like, everybody thinks Jax is this terrible, terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the three, he's probably the worst.
Right.
But it's like, if they're all this, like, unbreakable, like, trio, like the Three Musketeers. And it's like, well, if Jax is doing that stuff, maybe they are too. And it kind of feels like,
and
time and time again,
right,
we've kind of been proven, like, that is what's going on.
It's basically you are the company that you keep.
Yeah, for sure.
In the nutshell. So, Kristen is saying that if Ariana was gone, her and Tom would be back together. But my thing is, and I don't know if you guys agree, is does she not believe that she deserves anything better than Tom? Like, if he's going to do this to you,
right.
If he's going to, he's done it to you. Now he's done it to Ariana. Why would you want someone back like that so bad?
I think that Kristen and Tom, too, like, they've been together for 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe more. I feel like when you're in, like, such a dysfunctional relationship, you almost, like, love it.
You're addicted to it.
Yeah, you're addicted to that, like, love-hate energy that's always going on. And, like, you're constantly, like, seeking for more love, like, for more approval. And I think that I think she knows that, like, her and Tom had a really screwed up relationship and that they probably wouldn't have a healthy one if they got back together.
Right.
But she probably would want nothing more than to have him, like, crawl at her knees and be like, I love you, take me back.
Right.
But, like, come on, like, doesn't every girl want a guy to do that?
Yeah.
Especially your ex, if, like, he broke up with you and it ended like that. Even if you don't want him, you want him to want you.
Yeah, you just want, and then when he comes back, it's like, then you want your ex, or your...
You're like, sorry, it just wasn't a healthy relationship.
Right, then she wants James. Yeah, that's when she really wants James.
Well, yeah, and it seems like all of them are just a little bit bored, maybe, with their day-to-day lives. They go out, and they cheat, and they lie, and she wants this crazy relationship back because James is good to her, and they have a healthy relationship from what we've seen, and that's just no fun, right?
Yeah.
That is not interesting.
Like, the relationship also didn't end on her terms.
Exactly.
Like, Tom kicked her out and said, this is enough. So he was the one to end it. So I think when you're the one who got dumped, there's always a little bit of, like, that heartache that hangs on.
Mm-hmm.
That you're like, maybe we would have still been together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Is exactly what's happening here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he did say on Watch What Happens Live, they gave him some kind of conditions as part of a game. Like, would you get back together with Kristen under these conditions? And he said yes to, if everyone at Sir was being held hostage and he had to get back together with her to save them, he would. And also, if she was the last woman on Earth, he would get back together with her.
Ah, so you're saying there's a chance.
Exactly. Right?
And he knows that's keeping her wheel turning.
That's exactly what she hears every time he gives her an inch.
Mm-hmm. But wouldn't you think if he was so disgusted with her and he was so horrified by how she was treating Ariana and everyone, he would at least say on national television, like, no, even if she was the last woman on Earth, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And you always just kind of wonder about what they're saying on those shows, because we know he's been with Kristen on the show when they were acting like they were together, when they weren't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So take it with a grain of salt. But it sort of seemed like he was leaving that door open a little bit.
Yeah.
Which, Kristen, honey, there's a chance.
Right. There you go, girlfriend. So if you're watching, which I know you are, you still got a chance, baby. So we lead into, finally, the girl, Anne-Marie, is here. Well, she's been here in L.A., but now she's setting up her whole scene, which we open with Kristen and I think Jax's ex, right? The girl from last week.
Carmen?
Rachel. Mm-hmm. Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting, drinking at Sir. And then we see, which is funny, they've been showing this in the last few episodes. I don't know if you guys have noticed that everyone's intro into the episode. It's like walking into the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Ariana and Tom holding hands, walking to the restaurant. Jax walking in looking like a supermodel. Like everyone's like intro, like, okay, now you walk in, which just seems so contrived, but we like it. So anyways. So they walk in, and
she's drunk, I think, Anne-Marie is. This is the same day. She has the same outfit, same necklace on, same hair as when she was sitting with Kristen at Camden.
Interesting.
And Kristen's kind of first MO was like, let's get some drinks
100%.
Going. 100%. You know, and you could kind of tell that Anne-Marie was slurring a little bit. Like, I think they brought this girl into town, liquored her up, and, like, let her loose.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Do you think that production flew her here?
Oh, for sure. And that's how, if you sort of read between the lines, Sheena even said at one point, Kristen had the chance to bring her here, and she said she wasn't going to do it. So who else would be giving Kristen the chance to bring her there?
And she did say, you told me that you weren't going to do
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, but hey, they signed contracts. They never said we weren't going to stir the pot for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So we see Anne-Marie, she goes to the... Kristen and Rachel are talking, and then all of a sudden, Anne-Marie walks to the bar, and Tom just kind of, like, freaks the hell out, which is kind of like, without saying anything, you're telling on yourself. That's how I got it.
Yeah,
His face was like, what the hell? He walks out, it's like... hitting it for, like, the next bus or whatever vehicle he sees moving that he can drive, get on. And then we see him on the phone. He's obviously calling Ariana. He's telling her, we need to go. This kind of situation, which is really funny. Because we've never seen this much, like, drama, I guess, or just like action on an episode. So we see Kristen, which is super, she's super excited.
She's like, go out the back. He's out back. Yes. Let's go get him out there.
I love how she takes Anne-Marie. Like, Anne-Marie seems to be going through the back exits, too. Like, right. She's hanging out where all the store staff is hanging out. Like,
She's like, follow me. We're going to get him.
Yeah. I think Kristen was like, I don't care if I work here or not. I want this to be justice is going to be served today. Yeah. I don't care who sees it. It's about to happen. So she takes her through the service entrance, like, girl, come on, keep up. And they walk their little happy selves through the parking lot, like,
still holding their drinks.
Right.
Their pink drinks.
That was the best part. They had their Cosmos, like, yes, nail him, right. Get him.
They had a glass. I was just thinking if I was driving down, Ariana said Melrose, and I see someone walking with a Cosmo and a glass, that would just be hilarious. Because this is not Vegas, so this is weird. So we see her chasing them. Tom's really good reaction, because I was like, oh gosh, what the hell is he gonna do? Calls an Uber. Perfect. Uber comes, picks them both up, and they escape. What do you...
Now, did he turn his mic
off? Escape narrowly with their lives.
I guess by the time he got out of reach, they probably couldn't get any feed.
We could have maybe heard some better... I know they were close to chasing him. They were a little bit behind him before they jumped into the Uber. Right. But,
production was pissed that they didn't get the GoPros into the Uber like they do with the taxis. Like, get the conversation in. You know, they were waiting. Like, some PA was waving, like, stop. We need to get this on tape.
And he's like, there's a girl after me. Go!
Okay, I think this was bullshit.
I do, too.
First of all, it's so funny.
What?
Tom needs to grow a pair. Like, you...
Face your fears.
Face your fears. And if she is your fear, then, like, you really need to, like, face yourself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, the security guy is within a yelling distance. It would have been, ha-ha,
take her out of here.
We have a stalker. All he had to say for his point later was that she was a stalker.
From the television show. The cameras are there.
All he had to say to the security guard was, this is somebody who's shown up multiple times that I'm, you know, having a fear of. That's why they have security there for them. Right. And can you please remove her? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
he had guilt written all over his run.
I mean, he bolted so ridiculously.
And why do you say he's scared? What are you scared of?
He's scared of the truth coming out, I guess.
Well, he said there's like a new little after show on Bravo.com that you can watch, BravoTV.com, that you can watch a girl interviewing him and Ariana all about this. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, at first I didn't recognize her. Are you kidding me? Fear in your eyes.
Immediate.
And like, he told the other bartender, help her. And you like bolted. So why would you tell someone else to help her? And the way you said hi was like, hi, like, so shocked. Kristen's sitting right in front of you, so you know the whole scenario.
He took a second there, clearly, like, looked at her and took a second to be like, do I just play it cool and act like I don't care that she's here, or do I get the hell out of here?
Right.
And I'm kind of thinking, if she really was this crazy stalker, and I have such a problem with him swearing about her and calling her crazy effing stalker and effing psycho when she's probably not, if that was really the case, wouldn't you turn right to the camera and go, you guys set me up, this is a physical danger for me, this is ridiculous, like, this is not going on TV, this is all crazy. And he didn't. He totally fed into it. He went running away.
I thought he was running over to Ariana to try to like, start a lie, or, you know what I mean? He bolted.
Like, left her
and then starts calling her, like, who knows what he said. If it was like, it's unsafe for you to be there, you need to leave, I need to tell you what's going on, like,
he obviously wanted to get to Ariana before she got to Ariana. And then, but he obviously thought about only himself first, because he ran out there without her, so he was trying to cover his steps. But, okay, I kind of had an issue with Ariana in this episode, and I really like her. I love, like, she seems really cool and chill, but, like, this just all seemed so fake. Like, I'm sorry, but if some girl is coming from Miami who's claiming on TV, who's, like, writing to newspapers, like, selling the story, saying that she slept with your boyfriend and now is here, like, there can't be some part of you that's wants to hear what she has to say or, like, has to question your boyfriend. And I get that, like, all right, like, you want to take your man's side. You know what I mean? Like, maybe behind the scenes, she's like, all right, Tom, like, you need to talk to me about this. But there had to be something else. Like, girl, like, why are you running out of the restaurant?
Exactly.
Like, to me, that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, like, you seem crazy trusting. I don't know a girl on this earth that trusts their boyfriend, husband, dad, no man that much. You know what I mean?
Know.
Like, there's nothing.
Especially one with his track record.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And her best friend has already explained to her, which we saw, like, recapped on future seasons, he is a really good liar. She knows him more than Ariana does. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't you kind of believe your friend who's dated all these other friends of hers and mutual friends to say, he's a really good liar. You need to be careful. I'm sorry, the sex may be great. Supposedly to Anne-Marie, it's only 4.5 minutes.
Right. But inches and minutes.
And minutes. But to everyone else, you know, whatever, to her, even if it's great, I'm going to question you. Because like Lisa said, she's been in a relationship for a long time. When mm-hmm. there's smoke, there's fire. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why this girl decided to fly 3,000 miles, even if production did or not. Mm-hmm. Something, he's been guilty before, so there's something. And you stole him from someone else.
I think part of it, like, obviously, Kristen's crazy, and obviously, Ariana, like, they paint picture, like, she's, like, the really cool, chill girl, but, like, I think part of her, like, can't help but want to be in this relationship to prove, like, Kristen crazy, almost, mm-hmm. and be like, no, like, we're so happy together, mm-hmm. at least for cameras, like, at least for
and
show.
And Ariana's an actress.
Yeah, so she might be doing a very good job. Mm-hmm.
This might be at the top of her resume.
Yeah.
You totally. Go, girl. Work it.
I don't know. I just, like, I'm calling your bluff. Like, there's no way you're mm-mm. this chill about it all.
No. Mm-hmm. It was very agreed. Uncomfortable. I mean, I was just, like, thinking about, like, Beyonce's song, All the Single Ladies. But, you know, I was just thinking about, like, all the women out there. There's no woman that's not going to question her man if she feels that there's potential or mm-hmm. sees, like, a girl that's adamant, so adamant about this. And I understand you may not want to talk about it on camera, so, you know, giving her the benefit of the doubt. They may have talked about it off camera.
Right.
But mm-hmm. it's still something kind of fishy to the story because of the way he's acting. Mm-hmm. If it was really not right, he'd be like, come over here. I want to talk to you in front of this girl and explain to you in front of this girl. But instead, he got really ghost and just disappeared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do understand, like, I think it's great that she trusts her boyfriend so mm-hmm. much. And I think that when you're in the public eye, especially if you're a celebrity, like, there are crazy people who do come out of the woodwork and make stuff up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, like, the scenario is different because he does have a past track record. Mm-hmm. And, but still, I don't know. It was just shady.
Well, to play devil's advocate, let's say that okay, so I think this was, like, a paid appearance at a club, right? Is that why they were all there?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say they're just at the club. They're supposed to look cool in the VIP booth in the corner. Jax invites some hoes into the booth. And that's how this girl ends up talking to Tom. So maybe they talked for 3-4 hours at the club because Tom was a little drunk, / maybe on a little something else. And mm-hmm. that's how she got all this detailed info. Kind of like she's seen the show. She's a fan. Like, well, how are you and Kristen now? Are you still together? What happened? You know what I mean? Like, but there's no way that if this girl shows up with all this information and you're Ariana, that you're not going to be like,
right, you're questioning it a little bit.
Yeah. Just to clear that up, Anne-Marie did say that they met at the pool earlier in the day.
Okay.
And so they did spend 7 or 8 hours together. But also, the boys claim that Anne-Marie and her friends were sort of Vanderpump Rules fans. And they recognized them right away. And she says she'd never even seen the show. She didn't know who they were. And that kind of trying to portray herself as not, like, the stalker type.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, anyways, in past episodes, Jax was pretty much saying that you screwed this girl in Miami.
Yes.
So, like, duh, like, that, there's that, too.
And mm-hmm. when we get further in, when Anne-Marie comes back, which is just jumping a little bit, Tom says exactly to her, your friend was hooking up with Jax, and I was just, like, he basically, so now the friends are involved. Mm-hmm. So now, if her friends were there, no girlfriend, I mean, even if we all girls, you know, if we all went out together, we're not going to leave each other. So no. We're going to sit there and wait, and the boys are going to sit and wait for Jax, whatever, and especially if it's in a room or by the pool. So you're going to kind of have to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And if she knows so much detail about Kristen and she knows so much detail about all of your relationship and all of that, then you must have said something to her and you must have popped a Molly and you were sweating and you felt like you wanted to do something. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's some kind, we've all established there's so many points to the fact that we agree that there's some kind of fire there.
Okay, I'm going to throw some major shade right now, but I feel like she would have been taken more seriously if she didn't look the way she did. And I know that's so screwed up, but like...
No, she looks like an opportunist.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
she does. She does. So let's move on to Sheena. I love Sheena.
Yes.
Girl, you're amazing. It was just so funny to see her scenes this week. Everything's about Sheena.
She's getting
her
married
wedding.
In a week, you guys.
Yeah,
so, deal.
Right. She's huge stress deal. Levels. Like,
you guys,
and she's still got to work. It.
This is not about Sheena.
No.
Stop trying to make it about Sheena.
No. But she totally just like, instead of like saying, Kristen, why did you do this to Ariana? She's like, oh my gosh, Kristen, don't you know I'm getting married next week? So it kind of like contradicts why she's mad. Because like, okay, are you mad because she's doing this about your friend?
No.
Or are you mad because you're getting married next week and you don't deserve the stress?
I feel like she's seriously just concerned about the drama between Kristen and Ariana at her wedding
point. Yes, I agree.
It has like, which I feel bad for Ariana. Ariana's probably like watching this back. She's like, thanks, Sheena. Like,
right.
She's not calling Kristen out, like, for bringing this girl from Miami here for like trying to sabotage her and Tom's relationship again. Mm-hmm. It's like literally about the wedding.
I think it's because Sheena believes that he cheated, and
she doesn't really want to get involved.
And she's kind of like, well, there's nothing more I can do. She's happy,
and she's basically saying that she's like, I brought it up to her. I've told her he's really good liar. She doesn't want to believe me. So hey, she's my best friend. I'm still gonna love her and not really care, which kind of shows a big heart for Sheena because
she still loves
Kristen. She loves what's her name? Ariana. I couldn't even. I was like Anne-Marie, Ariana, all these names. She loves Ariana. She loves Kristen despite of like whatever they're going through or in spite of whatever they're going through.
Well, her reaction when she first met Anne-Marie, when they were like, oh, hey, this is Anne-Marie. Yes. It seemed like she just thought she was meeting someone's friend. She was like, oh, hi. And then, oh, wait, no, I'm not going to shake your hand.
Right. I'm not allowed to do that.
Right.
Which is funny because it's kind of like friend code. Like, don't try to be friends with the enemy.
But Kristen had Anne-Marie's back like no other.
Oh, yeah. She did. She's
like, you don't treat her like that.
Right. But then in the same aspect, she's like, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
I'm your friend, Sheena. Don't treat her like that. And it's like, just because you're her friend, girlfriend, doesn't mean that she's... It's like too many trains along the track.
And then Vale's just sitting there in the corner.
At least she told her not to get involved. Yes. I was a little annoyed that Vale was even there. I was like, yes, thank you, tell her. Shush up, we don't need to hear from that one.
Totally.
Right. She wasn't even there.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't. With Kristen doing that at work and screaming at her manager like that.
Yes,
cringe. That whole scene for me, it's like I've kind of been on Kristen's side this whole season. Mm-hmm. But to see her, I mean, I'm sure a ton of alcohol was involved. Mm-hmm. But to see the way she was acting at her own workplace and to the manager, like what she was willing to do at work,
I think it was outrageous.
She was slurring.
She was two sheets to the wind for sure.
She was. I think when you get so desperate and you feel like you're at that point, like finally, like
you're almost
I'm
there.
I'm finally getting vindicated. Like I'm finally getting everything that I've been waiting for. Everyone's gonna see my debut. The cameras are here. It's like lights, camera, action. I gotta do this. So, girl, you're in my way. Like back the hell up.
Yeah.
You know. But which was really interesting to me is that during the argument, it was kind of hard to, like, get what they were saying because they're like, no, let me talk. No, let me talk. Sheena did say to Kristen, you told me this girl was not going to come. You told me this girl was not going to come. Why didn't you at least text me and tell me that she was going to come? Do you guys think that Kristen should have at least texted her or mentioned Anne-Marie maybe possibly coming out here to chit-chat with Tom?
Well, like Kristen said in her confessional, that would have blew up her whole plan.
Yeah,
And this was all about her big revenge plan.
And also, like, I don't think it's about Sheena. Like, she doesn't have to report to her that she's coming. Like, I guess Sheena wanted the heads up to protect Ariana, But that totally defeats the purpose of her coming at all.
She also made the point that she's been defending Kristen. Mm-hmm. She said, I've been telling Ariana and Tom that you've changed, that you wouldn't do this. And I think she was hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's she kind of felt silly
that she, like,
for
had her
having
back.
Protected yeah. Kristen. Yeah, having stood up for Kristen.
She really has stood up for her a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she does. And I Which is weird because there's no really reason why. Because Kristen's not, like, a good friend to show, like, you know, like, she's always there for me when I need her, or like, whenever I need a ride to the airport, or, you know, like, that kind of friend.
Interestingly, this week, Sheena did come out and say, Kristen was my longest friend at Sir. Which makes me think that she's maybe known her even longer than she's known Ariana. And
she has.
Sheena brought up the point that Kristen always stood up to Stassi for Sheena. And Sheena said, I don't forget that.
Yeah.
Well, it's true, because loyalty there.
In the beginning of the series, Tom and Sheena worked at Villa Blanca together.
You're right.
So she knew Kristen for a really long time because she was really good friends with Tom.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. And so,
and I remember Kristen, like, defending her in the beginning of the series when, like, Stassi was calling her, I don't know,
homewrecker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Glitter girl or whatever she wanted to call her. So it was kind of interesting to see Sheena, because she loves her job, and that's when you could definitely tell her wedding was really close, because she did not care about screaming or yelling through Sir. And Diana, poor Diana, I felt so bad for her, because she was just, and then her accent, like, she just sounds so sweet, but then when it came down to it, like, Kristen just kind of read her for filth.
I mean, not for nothing, but, like, she needed to stand up for herself a little bit more.
She
like,
did.
If you're the manager there, like, Kristen literally was like, you're not the owner, get out of my face, bye.
Maybe she got been camera like, shy.
No, like, maybe, but there's no excuse. She did not handle the situation, I feel like, the best she could have as a manager.
Right.
Agreed.
That's my opinion.
She was too nice.
Way too nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be nice when you're
I couldn't
with
believe
like
that she would just grab her arm and pull her right out
totally.
Of there.
Totally.
Me too.
But, you know, Kristen's pushed the envelope so far at work, and she's done so many crazy things on the clock that she just probably kind of thinks, oh, no big deal, and as long as it's big ratings for the show, Lisa's making money off the show.
She's gonna,
it's always, we have to
fired.
Remember that weird, there's that weird dynamic there.
Yeah.
Even when Lisa said, I just laughed when Lisa said, you know, people come to serve for the food and the ambiance, not to hope that they see a big fight happen between the staff. I'm like, are you kidding
False.
Me?
That's exactly
that's
why exactly
I go to serve. That is exactly. I would be sitting there with a notepad and my camera phone, like, soaking it all in.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you guys think that Lisa's going to fire Kristen over this situation?
No, she'll probably get like a 2-week suspension, like always. Yeah. And that's that.
And she'll still get her paycheck from the Bravo, so she's like, I don't really care.
Lisa probably can't fire her because of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is funny, because Kristen, she's as silly as she is, she's kind of smart in the calculated ways that
she's
she does
She's definitely
things.
Smart.
For sure. I wrote down, I was like, Kristen definitely needs to be on, she needs to quit, sir. She needs to go on the show Cheaters, where they, like, you know, like, blast
off. Like, an investigative show?
Yes. Yeah. Like, they, oh my gosh, they blast, amazing. Like, people that, like, if a girl feels like her boyfriend's cheating on her, and the Cheaters camera, like, follow, like, what he's doing. So if he's with a girlfriend, or they've gone to the mall. So he comes back and reports her, we saw them at the mall, we saw them this, so what do you really want to do?
That's genius. That is her next
Kristen
step.
Kristen would be amazing
she
at
was.
That. And then they just barge in on the Cheaters while they're having sex or drinking
and then
coffee.
She runs after the one who's running away, which she's already had good practice with.
Right.
You cheat, you're a cheater, come back and face the camera.
Yeah. So, oh my god. So pretty good. Much both Ariana and Kristen have resumes from this episode.
Yeah. Or she should quit and be a detective. Like, get into the police department.
I've always
find all these killers and, like, things like that that people are getting away with.
I've always been interested in spying on people. Maybe it's a woman thing that we're so like, what's really going on? I'm gonna find out.
Right. And we see next week she definitely finds another juicy gossip, which leads to another relationship drama, which we'll get into later. But this week, we didn't really have any other appearances. Jax really just was talking about how he likes having the title of a girlfriend, which is just Jax.
Okay, because it's no fun to have sex unless you're cheating, apparently.
Okay,
right?
So are he
you've got to have a girlfriend.
Officially broken up at this point?
I don't know.
And he's officially back with Carmen?
That's what he wants Carmen to think.
That's what he wants both, I think.
Okay.
So he's just trying to make it sound like, hey, well, I guess I should say this today, or I guess I should say that today.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what his exact quote was, but it was something along the lines of, like, women being stupid and easy to win over.
Girls are weak, he said.
There we go.
And then he talked about how he was going to wine and dine Carmen and buy her shoes. And then I'm like, well, yeah, if a girl's going to forgive all the things you've done just from you buying her shoes, then she is weak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was a pretty disgusting comment.
Yeah, it's so gross, but hilarious at the same time.
But that kind of goes along with Tom calling Kristen and Anne-Marie effing psycho and they're crazy and this and that. It's to cover his butt to use that kind of language against somebody, that's really low.
Like, he takes so long to get ready and shaves his forehead every morning. Like,
right.
Do you want to talk about psycho? I don't know.
Right. So then we see Katie picking them up from the bar, and Katie kind of alludes to, she feels like, hey, you know, I like Tom, but I feel like this girl is not, there's some kind of truth to the story. Mm-hmm. And Jax lies, which we hear again. He's like, well, I don't know. I was down getting some beer. Well, I'm sorry, Jax. All your friends were saying that you were actually having sex on the beach, which you actually admitted last week. So now all of a sudden you were getting beer, honey. I don't know when that happened. Do you guys know when that happened?
No, and also, like, last week you were calling Tom out for having sex with her.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then how did you know he had sex with her? Which is proves Kristen's point, because she was like, Jax is such an effing liar because he just admitted to me that he was having sex with her, this girl. And that's what's the initial. Jax always comes back to Jax. Mm-hmm. He is what initiated this situation.
Right, because he told Kristen.
Because Kristen would have never known about this chick, or never would have known that Tom could have possibly had sex with Anne-Marie if Jax would have never came back and said, hey, so Tom had sex with some girl while I was having sex on the beach with her friend.
Mm-hmm. I actually feel really bad for Kristen, because that must be so unbelievably frustrating to have someone tell you this story, and then you, like, dig into it, you find out more truths about it, mm-hmm. and then she's here, and then all of a sudden when it matters,
everyone's
like,
here,
the story disappeared and he doesn't know anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why she probably wants to wring his neck.
That's why I was saying, I like this episode, Kristen, I know you've probably been mad at us because we've been throwing you shade, girlfriend, but this week I was kind of like, you know what, you've brought everyone together, where it's production, you, your mama, or whoever has brought everyone to the same place. And sorry, it was your workplace, but you didn't really have another place to bring it to. And you really don't care about losing your job. So, hey.
That's true.
So, you brought everyone here, and it sucks that it's, like, finally. And I always have to think, how would I react in this instance if I was being cheated on?
Right.
And if this happened to me, and then my boyfriend left me for another girl, and she's blonde, and I'm brunette, and it's like, what the hell? Like, you said you didn't even like blondes. Now you're with the blonde. So it just makes me feel like I need to prove my point. So now you've lied to me. You've interfered, and you're doing the same thing to me that you're doing to this new girl. And then you've had sex with someone else. And now I have proof, and I'm going to bring this chick here, and she's here. And then now you want to lie again. It just makes you feel so frustrated.
So frustrated. Mm-hmm.
So I would have, like, 40,000 glasses of wine.
Totally. Yeah.
I did feel bad. Kristen did say it was about redemption.
Yeah. I felt bad that it, like, fizzled out. It kind of was like, Tom denied anything happened to that girl's face. Mm-hmm. Ariana got involved and was so, Tom, mm-hmm. is not a liar. Don't talk to my
Dissed
boyfriend like
acrylic
that.
Fingernails.
Right.
And then security kicked her out, and it's like, that's it. Like, mm-hmm. the whole gang wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. The truth's coming out. You know,
right.
It was kind of just like fizzled out.
Totally.
Did you guys think that Ariana and Tom's scenes of them, like, kissing and stuff was so trumped up?
It was, yes. It just felt so phony to me.
Mm-hmm. It was like every time they, like, their scene opened, it was kind of like the cameraman's like, all right, scene. And then it's like they kiss and then they depart.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like if you have to show how in love you are, like, maybe you're not so in love.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like a real phoniness whenever they're being lovey-dovey with mm-hmm, each other. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not just cool with each other, how couples who have been together for a minute are. It's like all this, like, And wait. I just feel like she's never that genuine.
Like she's, it's like she's thinking in the back of her head, this is all going to blow up in my face. I'm going to look so stupid. I'm kissing you right now. You kissed that girl. Now I see her lips and they're gross. Ew. And you're gross. And you can see it on her face that it's in the back of her mind that she's going to end up looking silly at all this.
This is ridiculous, but one of my favorite parts of this episode was when, I guess the next morning when Tom went and got them coffee and breakfast.
Yes!
And she's like, oh, you're so sweet. Like, you got coffee?
Yes!
She's like, oh, he's like, breakfast? She's like, he's like, yeah, and coffee. And then he got them, like, one breakfast burrito. And she's like, oh, he's like, I figured we'd just split it.
Sure.
Like, you know. And I'm like, okay, either he's calling you fat. No, I'm kidding. Or, like, he's such a cheapo or just, like, thoughtless. Like, it was just...
And the way she
was not romantic at all. Let's just say that.
And the way her response to it was like surprise.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you brought us breakfast. So it's like, this is not something that he normally does. Yes.
Totally.
So it just kind of seemed, like we said, contrived. And it just makes it believe that Tom is trying to prove a point. He doesn't really want to be with Kristen, or he may just want her to hurt because he's hurting because she cheated on him with his best friend. And
which
Ariana
always just gets blown over.
And Ariana is like Lisa did mention, he's a good liar and she's getting caught up in these web of lies, and now she's a cast member of his lies and she's feeling like, you know what, I'm in it, you know, I'm working here, I'm just gonna play like the bad girl role, like I don't really care. Kristen's silly because he's gonna believe me because he really doesn't wanna be with her. And Kristen is over here just playing Carmen Sandiego all around town. And so it just kind of, I just hope if Ariana could look back on all these episodes, girlfriend, and see exactly what we're seeing, then you can kind of see, because it kind of puts everything in perspective.
Yeah.
Like, even if, I know weeks have gone by and we took a whole month. You know, they pushed this whole season in, like, I don't know, 3 months or 2 months. Mm-hmm. And so now it's kind of like the whole story, which is perfect, because who wouldn't want to be in a relationship that you could see it on TV? So you're like, damn, like, we look crazy. Or why the hell did I even sign up for this crap? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, now, I guess this is a PSA for you. Like, you just need to re-look and see all this stuff. And understand that you're not just winning against Kristen. You are actually looking a little silly because you just seem like you're just not caring any. He can just do anything to you and you're just going to believe it because you guys look good on camera. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys do look good together and it's cute in the grand scheme of things, but
other than that, I wish a couple things from that little meeting with Lisa. One, Lisa kind of said it, but I wish she, like, really told Tom to grow a pair of balls because he kept saying how scared he was of the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Two, like, I wish she kind of, like, hammered, like, it into Ariana's brain a little bit more about the fact that, like, he might actually have cheated on her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I will say, like, it must be quite, like, challenging for Ariana, because knowing that Kristen is Tom's ex-girlfriend and how crazy she is, she probably feels this pressure to be the opposite all the time and always to, like, keep her cool and seem really chill.
Mm-hmm.
Just sometimes, like, you want to get a little crazy too.
But just like we saw her, not to cut you off, but just like we saw her in Miami, she tried to play her role of, like, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
Right. But she broke down a little bit.
Which we've never seen with Ariana. She broke down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure if the camera stayed a little bit longer, there would be a tipping point for her
totally.
In this situation.
You just know there's been a night when they both drank too much and they got in a fight, and he said to her, you're acting like Kristen.
100%.
And that's all she hears in the back of her head anytime she raises her voice.
Yes. Yep. Or, what, like, about, questions him or something.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And Lisa thinking that this is true just made me even more believe that it's probably
true. And, I mean,
true.
She was playing devil's advocate. So she was kind of like, well, this is about work. But then she kind of dug into the relationship. And as an older person, you can't help but kind of give people advice to say, you know what, hey, guess what? You know, no girl would fly 3,000 miles for nothing. So take it as that. And then with Ariana, she's like, listen, I know you're really smart or whatever she said to her, but don't you think that there's some kind of truth to this situation? Because Lisa knows Tom too. So she's like, do you know how many stories I've had to say and mediate between him and Kristen and all of this crap that we've heard and, like, all the muck and mire? So now it's kind of like, why wouldn't you want to sit and listen to an older person or people that have been on the show or been friends with him to hear what he had, like, what they have to say?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Poor actress.
I'm like, right? I'm interested to see what will happen next week.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. What was the recap of next week again?
Oh, well, we're going to see Tom Schwartz.
Oh, yeah, with Katie. Yes.
Getting caught in a lie.
Oh, Kristen's my God.
Kristen's involved again.
I felt That's not a so surprise. Bad.
And Kristen has her sit down with Lisa, I'm sure over her blow up at work and bringing in Amory at work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt so bad for Katie. I actually really like Katie. I think she's actually a really genuine person. She's a really good friend. And she has a big heart. But it just seemed like super, like, crazy that now Tom, and it kind of seemed, did you guys think he was like over,
like Bubba, the drama was
bubbling
over?
Like this week, like Bubba this, oh, oh my gosh,
so sick of hearing that.
Like, mm-hmm. sit down on the couch, oh, we're just having a therapy session, like all of these things that he was saying, and then now next week we see he's kind of had, he's not telling the truth about something. It's like, okay, so you're over Bubba-ing because you...
Trying to butter her up.
Yeah, you're trying to butter her up. Mm-hmm. It's just too much. So...
Well, I have a little bit of news and gossip.
Okay, and I have some too. Yeah, let's get into it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I know everyone's kind of been wondering, we all heard rumors about a Stassi spinoff.
Ooh.
And we maybe know now what happened with that. Apparently, it was another production company, not the one that does Vanderpump Rules, mm-hmm. but one that usually works with Bravo that was going to do some sort of spinoff with Stassi. Mm. Sounds like it was maybe just going to be a miniseries. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like the Vanderpump Rules production company would not sign off on her Ooh. Doing a show with another company, and they don't want to do a show with her, i.e. Lisa won't sign off on that.
Right.
Stassi's been saying all kinds of crazy things about Lisa, and she doesn't know why Lisa's mad at her, and really mean things about Lisa only being okay with people who agree with what she says.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's really bitten her in her little blonde butt, and now she's not getting her spinoff because she ticked Lisa off.
Well, the spinoff was silly. I heard about that, too, and it was just like... like, basically, like, getting punked or something by Stassi.
Yeah, it sounds like it was maybe going to be, like, a couple episode kind of a special thing. Maybe a tester to see how it went.
Well, I will say, one, I think she should have had a spinoff. I think she, like, missed her opportunity.
Last season.
Yeah. But also, I do, like, remember hearing a lot of rumors about how she was extremely difficult to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
Shocker.
Be nice to everyone.
Right.
Okay, what's your news and gossip?
So, my news and gossip is... this site is called The Inquisitor.
There's so much good stuff.
They do. So, they sat down and talked to Kristen. Or they talked to Anne-Marie. And she kind of gave the full scope. So, Ariana, I don't know if you've listened, but here you go, girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
She broke down the whole thing. So, Kristen, this is Kristen saying why she believes Anne-Marie. She says, Anne-Marie looked her straight in the eye, and she told her so many things about Tom. There's no way that that girl was wrong. She knew too many grotesque details, Ooh. Not only about Tom, but about their relationship. And about the relationship with Jax as well. And Tom and Jax's relationship.
Ooh.
And so then while they were sitting and talking again, she gave her another piece of evidence that Jax, which seems so... Like, I just couldn't even read this. Okay, listen. Jax carries around a fake black card.
Black MX.
Jax keeps it on the outside of his wallet so he looks like a baller. She said,
"Why would anyone buy that?"
And Kristen was like, "I knew that's true because I've seen that." So she says, "Sandoval knows that, Schwartz knows that, Katie knows that, and possibly Stassi knows that. Our whole small group of friends knows that about Jax." And this girl, in her post on social media and whatnot, has said, "Before I even spoke to her," this is Kristen saying, "that Jax carried a black Amex, so they know that." There was kind of some kind of relations in the group. And so then she also claims that, let's see. So it was so super intense. Her and the girl were texting back and forth. And the girl was saying that she's going to come to L.A. because she really wants to confront Tom and Ariana because now he's lying about this situation. And Kristen was a little taken back, which I feel like that's a little hard to believe. And she's like, wait, this all seems terrible, terrible idea. I don't want to be a part of it. She freaked out. Then she was like, hey, wait, this is great. I just want my truth to be told. I want everyone to know that I'm not a liar. This is like, oh, she didn't want to be like, oh, I don't want Tom and Ariana to break up. I don't want to ruin their relationship, but I also don't want anyone else to believe that I'm a liar at this point. And so this is exactly what and why she's saying the girl came out. She felt like when she was talking to the girl, basically, the girl had all this news. So she's like, the girl wouldn't have known this if she wasn't around them.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, it happened.
Right.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for next week.
Stay tuned. Right. So do you guys, let's get into predictions. Do you guys have any predictions?
Mm. And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I don't have a prediction, but I have an observation that Stassi Schroeder was not in this episode at all.
Oh, thank God.
Finally.
They talked about her, but she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that the whole thing with Tom Schwartz in Vegas definitely went down from the way that the boys talked about it in a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that plays out, because clearly that's true as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. I feel like Tom did do something in Vegas that he's not... Obviously, he's even said it.
And also on Watch What Happens Live, I'll just say this really quick. Tom said something about Anne-Marie is just mad that Jax kept her laptop, that Jax won't give her back her laptop. So I hope we hear more about that, because there was no explanation. Andy didn't dive into it. Why does Jax have her laptop? Did he steal it? Did she leave it at their hotel room? He won't give it back. Whatever. Tom says that's the reason why Anne-Marie is all out for this whole revenge.
So wait, he's kind of telling himself, because that means she came up to the room.
For sure.
Why would she have a laptop by the pool? I'm sorry. I don't want to get my laptop wet.
Well, she exchanged it for the Molly, so that's
why. Right!
Oh, hey!
She cashed it in.
Yeah.
Shade. I'm just saying, maybe Stassi's, she's done. She's fired. She's not on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
Agreed.
Alrighty.
They can stop forcing her in there.
This has been such a great after show episode of this show. Finally, we get some kind of drama and action. I've had fun. Have you guys had fun?
Yes.
So perfect. So you guys can find me, English Cleveland, as always, on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
You can find me, Christina Zias, on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Zias. Thanks, guys.
Tweet me about all this at Christy Reports. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzz. Check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. Give us 5 stars and tweet Megan.
Yes, at Megan Stecker. I'm also on Instagram at Megan Stecker as well.
Thank you guys.
Thanks,
so
guys.
Much. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.